Radio Theater is on the air.
Yo, 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 Mr. Riley's on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, 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 we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky, to Slim, Woody, Paul, and Ranger Doug, and tonight's guest, the Cox family. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Ow, ow, ow. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,908th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Saddle Pals, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Riders in the Sky is Too Slim, aging like fine cheese.
Yeah.
Ranger Doug, Idol of American Youth. Woody Paul, King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, and Joey, the Cow Polka King. And we're here to, well, do another half hour of fine radio drama. We're working on an album of love songs now, and we have one now. An old timer, about 50 years old, and this is for all of you out there that ever have been done wrong. You can just sing this one right along with us. Hang your head in shame.
One, two, three.
Don't your conscience ever bother you every time you hear my name. Try and think of all that I've gone through and hang your head in shame. Someone came along and took my place. Then you gave me all the blame. You should go somewhere and hide your face and hang your head in shame. Now when you said I was the only one, was this just your little game? Now look back at all the harm you've done and hang your head in shame. You don't miss me since we've been apart. I wish I could say the same. Think of how you broke my trusting heart and hang your head in shame. But I love you still. In my heart I kept a flame. You'll be sorry, darling, yes you will, and hang your head in shame. And hang your head in shame.
Love to stay, but gotta go. We'll be right back, though, with a lot more show.
Friends, chances are you're a lot like me. You own at least one piece of the high-tech revolution that's smarter than you are.
A VCR that just sits there blinking 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. over and over and over again.
A cheap bread maker that beats anything you've ever cooked in your life.
Or that computer over there, so smug, so conceited, so stuck on itself and its hot little chip running circles around your primate brain.
A partially trained researcher at Norwood Academy of Beauty has discovered that most folks feel uneasy around these genius appliances.
Yes, they've found that folks long for a machine that screws up just enough to be human.
And it's here, the dang computer. Yep, dang computers, just enough gone haywire to let you know you're still top chihuahua in your chosen field. Just listen.
Billy, are you finished with your math homework?
Almost, Mom. Let's see here. 1 + 1 = 714. What? Oh, this dang computer.
Word processing is a spirited adventure on a dang computer.
So, Biff kicked the dog, kissed Wavadine on the nose, and rode into the beckoning sunset, a bologna sandwich in each hand. The end. Yes! Yes! It's finished! The great American novel, 1,700 pages, my life's work! Now to print it out, I just... let's see. Oh, no. It just crashed. I've lost everything. Oh, well, what can you expect from a dang computer? Think I'll just flush it!
Dang computers feature tough plastic polywanna cracker cases. They can take the abuse and come back to screw up some more.
From mainframes that mess up on a global scale...
My luggage went to Cleveland?
...to a personal digital assistant that annoys you in small ways every day.
Bill, where were you? I waited on the first tee for 2 hours before I finally gave up.
Sorry, Bob. My dang digital personal assistant said we were playing tomorrow.
Those dang computers.
Show those black box Einsteins who wears the reasoning capacity around here. 1-900-OH-DANG-IT. That's 1-900-OH-DANG-IT. Only $9.99 a whack. An incompetent dang answering machine is standing by. Remember, you can spend a buck for a lot more bang, or trust to luck and buy a dang.
That's Dang Computers, official computer of the Writers Radio Theater Script Doctors. Right now, Writers Radio Theater would like to send a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, KTEP in El Paso, Texas.
Howdy, El Paso!
And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of the dish rag. It's guest time on Writers Radio Theater, and now to introduce tonight's guest stars, here's champion fiddler, doctor of physics, and A1 Volkswagen repairman, Woody Paul.
You got that right, Texas, Bick. We have a wonderful, talented family on the show tonight. They perform frequently with Alison Krauss, and they have a new album called Everybody's Reaching Out for Someone. I was going to say money there, but it's on the Rounder label. Please welcome the Cox family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
like the trees along the riverbed lift up their branches to the sun above. We spend a lifetime reaching for a friend, 'cause everybody needs someone to love. Everybody's reaching out for someone. Everybody's knocking at some door. And long before I ever found you, you're the one that I was reaching for.
You know, Willard, it's great to see you folks being successful with just quality musicianship and harmony.
Yep, we hope that everybody likes our music, and that's the way we like to do it.
Of course, Willard, you need a gimmick.
Huh?
A gimmick, you know. I mean, quality musicianship is great. I mean, look at me. But sometimes you got to put on a big hat and spin the rope.
Woody's right. Yodeling's good, too. It really puts the buns in the seats.
Well, I find that a hilarious, diminutive bass player is the route to take to real commercial success.
Well, unfortunately, you might be right. It does seem like it takes more than good music to get attention these days.
Our manager thinks so. He's always trying to change our act.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the nutty ideas he comes up with, kind of like doing this show.
Huh?
Well, talent will out. Good luck on whatever trail you choose. Folks, another great big hand for the Cox family.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We continue now with a National Beatle Polka Mania Countdown. Here's survey song number 12, She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah.
Polka!
Thank you.
back, buckaroos and buckarettes. You are listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 2 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last episode, Riders in the Sky had a delicious Mexican dinner. High Sheriff Drywall wrote a song. And then booked a bus ticket to Nashville for the next day.
Book me, Dano.
Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, the Bluegrass Movers, using an armored car and a dump truck, are transporting treasures from the National Archives to a new research facility. Waiting to hijack them on a lonely stretch of two-lane highway are none other than the Prince of Villains and his evil henchman, Charlie.
You ever play Chicken Charlie?
Meanwhile, in the oncoming armored car...
So you want to play chicken, huh?
Lunacy such as this can have only one conclusion, and it's time to find out what it is as we now present episode 2 entitled The Unknown Strikes. Inexorably, the speeding vehicles draw closer and closer together. Nothing, it seems, can stop them from a brutal head-on collision. Nothing but the struggles going on for control of each vehicle.
Charlie, maybe this ain't such a good idea. Pull over, or I'll plug you.
No way.
Okay, you asked for it.
Missed.
And so do the onrushing vehicles. Yes, impossible as it may seem to believe, they missed each other.
I don't know how you did it, Charlie, but I'm glad you did.
I don't get it.
Meanwhile, the Bluegrass Movers, suddenly realizing they were in last week's show and are not being paid to be in this week's show, abandon their vehicles and take off for parts unknown.
Come on, boys, we're heading for Norwood.
Look. Look. Slocum. Look, they're leaving, Slocum.
Yeah, they're taking that banjo with them, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Charlie, let's get that armored car and get out of here.
Right.
And so as night deepens across the land, two desperados, totally lacking in scruples or good sense, speed west in a stolen armored car loaded with who knows what national treasures. Their destination, Tumbleweed Valley. The next morning, the rising sun brings an early morning phone call to the famed old Harmony Ranch.
Good morning, Harmony Ranch. Ranger Doug, Idol of American Youth, speaking.
Morning, Ranger Doug. This here is High Sheriff Drywall. How you doing, partner?
Fine,
I was wondering, Ranger Doug, if you could do me a favor and, kind of look after the law for me for a few days.
I sure could, Sheriff. Say, this is a great connection. You sound like you're right in this room.
Yep, well, let me get on the phone here.
Okay. Well, say you're leaving town. Where are you going?
Wait, I'm on the line here.
Shut up, Ross. Where are you going, Sheriff?
Who the heck was that?
It's a party line. We can't help.
Well, back to the important stuff here, Ranger Doug. I tell you what, I've taken some vacation days, and I'm going to Nashville.
You don't
Ranger
mean
Doug.
It.
I sure am. I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee. I fully expect to be a big star by next Friday.
Really?
I wrote a hit song.
No kidding. That's great. Well, what's it called?
Listen to this, Ranger Doug.
That's it?
No. Might just mean I can move up a half step here. What do you think of that, Ranger Doug?
Oh, that's boy.
Pretty good, isn't it? See, I got this book through the mail on how to be a big success as a country singer.
Uh-huh.
It said pick a style that's been proven and go with it.
Go with it.
Yep, that's what I did. Just like a lot of guys today, you know, they're doing Merle Haggard doing Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah.
Well, I picked Johnny Cash. Here's the next verse. Let's take it up a notch.
I see. Well, good luck, Drywall.
That's pretty great. Hey, Ranger Doug. Hey, Ranger Doug. Ranger Doug.
Later that morning, after he hangs up the phone and dressed all in black, Drywall boards a bus for Nashville. 2 days later, he's walking the sidewalks of fabled 16th Avenue in the heart of Music City's world-famous Music Row.
Music City, hot doggy!
Woo. Pardon me, sir, but you look like a future country superstar to me.
That's cause I am.
Oscar Fred Wamper is the name, spot and talent is my game.
Well, Drywall's the name here, and Being big time talent is my game, partner.
Yes, it is. I'm going to make you a star, son. I'm going to make you a star.
You are?
Now let's talk turkey. Getting to be a country superstar ain't cheap. How much money do you have, son?
Well, I got my whole life savings.
Oh, that's
plus
good.
Plus a $500 loan I took out from the First National Bank back in Tumbleweed City. Altogether, that's $516.
All right. Pay me $516 and I'll agree to represent you.
Sir?
And I guarantee you'll have a number one song on the charts by the end of the week or your money back.
Really? Wow, that's a deal.
Sign here, son, and hand over your money.
Boy, this is too easy.
Neighbors, if it seems too easy, something sleazy. At any rate, within the hour, Drywall is standing before a microphone in the deluxe two-track recording studio of Top Hit Records.
Okay, Drywall, we're going to record your hit now. Just kick it off whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Roll that thing, Hoss. Oh, excuse me, Drywall. Is there more to your song than just...
Well, no, sir. That's kind of the hook line. And, you know, you got to have the hook lines.
You got a good hook.
That's about as far as I got with
well,
it.
Well, all right, great. Hang on. I'm coming in there. I got something to show you.
Super job, Drywall. That is a hit, Hoss.
Oh, gosh. Do you really think so?
I know so, son. Take a look at this.
What is it?
It's the latest chart, and look what's number one with a bullet.
Oh, let's see. By Drywall Paul. Wow, how did it happen so fast? The radio stations haven't even heard it yet.
It's my chart, son. I printed up. Radio stations never play an independent record anyway, so who needs them? Your song's number one with a bullet this week. That means it's going to be number one for another 4 weeks. According to this contract, son, you signed, you owe me another $516 for each one of them weeks, son.
Well, I don't have any more money.
Those are... Nice boots you're wearing, son.
You don't mean it.
Give them up. The hat, too.
Not my hat.
And the trousers.
Oh.
The shirt. Oh. The guitar. And I favor that shiny badge.
Oh, no, not my badge. Please, not my badge.
Welcome to show business, son.
If you're leaving Music Row, pocket broke, heart broke, barefoot, wearing nothing but your long johns and heading west out of Nashville, you take a ride at the Country Music Hall of Fame and walk down to Monbruin. You go on past the Randy Travis gift shop, the Cars of the Stars Museum, and all the other glitzy souvenir shops until you reach Interstate 40. Then you walk down the entrance ramp and stick out your thumb.
Oh, me. This is as bad as it gets.
No, of course it isn't. Just then, a sleek stretch limo speeds by, hits a pothole, and splashes muddy water all over the country superstar for a day.
Hey, wait a minute. That license plate says Winona. That was Winona's limo. Wow, I saw Winona's limo. Well, wait till I tell everybody back home I saw Winona's limo. Things are looking up.
No, they're not. As Drywall starts his song, another limo comes into view. Inside is the most powerful agent in Nashville, Bubba Scheppner. And riding with him is a very talented family destined for country music stardom.
Cox family, when you get a minute, would you, give some thought to the fact that, your career is basically going nowhere?
What do you mean, Bubba? We just signed a record deal, and we just did a guest stand on the public radio.
Hey, why am I not cheering?
We don't know.
Booby, do you realize how many people listen to that show?
Sure, we met them, and we like both of them.
Look, folks, you're sensitive and talented performers, but hey, it's not enough today.
What are you getting at, Bubba?
You need a gimmick. You need a achy, breaky ponytail or a pair of Chattahoochee water skis. I'll tell you, folks, your normal clothes and great singing, hey, it's yesterday. You're going to have to change your look and your music.
Change our look and our music?
Hey. You wanted to be in show business.
Yes, but...
Hey, come on. Let's see what else we can come up with. Whoa, wait a minute. Labor, stop the car.
You bet, sir.
Folks, look at that.
Barefoot guy and mud-splattered long johns.
Yeah, the gimmick of a lifetime. Hey, Bubby, trust me on this.
Hey, did you guys stop to give me a ride?
Sorry. Labor, go.
Thus it is that 1 week later, on the stage of the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, a talented family of barefoot singers wearing mud-splattered long johns step up to the microphones on the David Letterman Show, and musical history is made. Meanwhile, miles away at a truck stop in Amarillo, a similarly clad dishwasher looks up from his pearl diving and stares at the cafe television.
Hey. What's me there doing? What's my act? I need a lawyer.
You need an act.
Does drywall need an act? What is Slocum up to, and have we just ruined the promising career of the Cox family? Well, you won't find the answers to these questions watching stupid pet tricks, but you will find them right here, same time, same station, next week in episode 3 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled The Legend of the Golden Hawk. It's road handling, power gliding, where the rubber meets the road melodrama, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Now hold on to your hats, because here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and the Cox family.
Absolutely. Take us out of here, folks. All right.
I was standing by the bedside of a neighbor who was just about to cross a swelling tide, and I asked him if he would do me a favor, kindly take this message to the other side.
Well, if you see him, tell them that you saw me. When you saw me, I was on my way. You may need some more friends who may ask about me, but tell them I am coming home someday.
Well, you may have to make this journey on without me. Sooner or later, it's a debt that must be paid.
When your refined goal is when you think about me, but don't forget to tell my Savior what I said.
This is the VXU Radio Network.